This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The iPhone 12 with 5G speedier connectivity has now been unveiled. Are those two letters, 5G, enough to get current iPhone users to pay to upgrade? You see, not all 5G is created equal, which could lead to some new iPhone 12 disappointment. Marketplace's Nova Safa is here. Nova, what's with the 5G?
Well, right, David, there is 5G and then there's 5G. The fastest of these new networks are called millimeter wave 5G. They're just not fully there yet. The networks are still being built. Carriers are forecast to spend $275 billion building those networks. And while Apple pointed out that its new iPhones are compatible with millimeter wave 5G, at least in the US, few people will have access to these fastest of the fast networks right now, where you can quickly download a movie, things like that. A truly nationwide, fully 5G network is probably a few years away, and some rural areas might still not have it even then.
Well, given that, why is everybody losing their minds over Apple 5G?
Well, for one, it could mean selling a lot more iPhones, right? Akin to the iPhone 6. Remember the iPhone 6 when Apple boosted the screen size? Well, a lot of people upgraded back then. Apple sold more than 10 million units in the first 3 days after launch back then. So perhaps 5G now can also have a significant enough change to prompt people to upgrade. The other thing is that it could boost the idea of 5G for customers. People haven't been adopting it as quickly as expected. So no secret that we already have 5G phones out there. Samsung has them. But Apple, for better or worse, tends to set the standard for broader adoption. So we'll have to see if that will be the case again now.
All right, Nova, thank you.